Singaporeans love to talk about property. Many subscribe to the belief that housing prices will only go up. Is this really the case, or is it time to rethink about this assumption? My name is Sing Tian Fu from the Department of Real Estate at NUS Business School. HDB resale price rose by 10% in 2024, almost double the growth in 2023. Private condominium prices has also risen significantly amid a slower pace. Right now, housing demand is strong and housing prices continue to rise. How will shifting demographic and economic uncertainty impact housing prices in the long term? So there are many factors affecting the housing demand. Population, household, and economic growth, all these will actually influence the demand for housing space. So when population size increase, and also when more marriages, younger people getting married, they also would like to buy a house before their marriage. And when the household have children, they also need a bigger space for housing. And similarly, when economic growth, people income growth, they will also prefer to upgrade and buy a bigger house or better house. But the supply in the market is actually inelastic because it takes time and takes years for the new housing to be built and constructed before they enter the market. So the prices can actually increase when there's excess demand and insufficient supply in the market. On the other hand, when there are oversupply in the market and demand actually dwindle, it may also cause bust in the market. There are external factors that may have some impact on the demands. If you look at some of the geopolitical situation, the tensions and the war, the Ukraine-Russian war, the Middle East war. Also, we talk about the tariffs imposed by the new administration in the US. All these factors collectively can actually impact the small and open economy of Singapore. All this will have a significant impact on the economic growth, the job market, and also impact the demand for housing, even though housing demand is actually very local in nature, but all these external factors can actually impact the economic environments and also the confidence of the buyers in the market. When supply is not able to slow down and adjust quickly, when the demand drop, we will expect the housing price to turn in the opposite way if the imbalances remain. The three demographic trends that will have impact on the long-term demand for housing include the rising number of single, the aging population, and also the declining fertility rate. If the trend persists and the population size will shrink in the decade to come, and this will translate into smaller demand for housing in 20 to 30 year time, this may prompt government to actually intervene or to review the current housing policy to adjust the supply to meet this changing population demographic composition in long term. The assumption that property prices will always rise is not guaranteed. Property market must prepare for uncertainties, and the market must be resilient enough to cope with unforeseen dip in housing prices in the long term.